child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Welcome to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're excited to bring you a game today on a sunny Sunday afternoon. It is noon here at the ballpark. Plenty of sunshine as I was driving. I was going to say walking, and you probably walked, Daryl.
Yeah, maybe. Or ran, sprinted.
As I was driving here, I could all I could think of was what a gorgeous day it is for the beach and baseball, and that's what we have right here in Jupiter, Florida. We are not too far from the beach, so hey, after the game, you know, a couple of hours if we speed it along, and we can head over to Juneau Beach and the pier area, and it's beautiful over there. But for now, we are getting set for game three of this short three-game series. We used to have three-game series. Now they've been six games this season and last season. But on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads, we have Juan Reynosa, and Reynosa is 0-1, 10.80 ERA. This is his third, seeing him on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, is the righty, Tony DeBrell. And DeBrell, he's has a 0.00 ERA, no record. This is actually a rehab start for the righty, and it's his second game here with the St. Lucie Mets and second start. In his first start, he pitched 1 2/3 innings, allowed no hits, no runs, and did not walk anyone, or actually walked one, struck out three. Opponents batting 0-0-0 against him. So the Hammerheads are going to be after the minor league rehabber DeBrell, but for now Juan Reynosa is on the hill. Joe Mack is receiving him at first base. It's Federico Polanco. Javier Sanoa is at second. Carlos Santiago at short, and Yidi Capay at third base. From left to right in the outfield, it's Santos, and then Brady Allen is in center, and Tanner Allen is in right. First up here for the St. Lucie Mets is JT Riddle. First pitch delivered by Reynosa. It misses high and outside. JT Riddle, the shortstop, is looking for his first hit here, as he is also rehabbing on a minor league rehab assignment. And Hammerhead fans, you probably really know the name JT Riddle, as he came up here in the Marlins organization and made his debut with the Marlins, but was a Hammerhead himself. Now he's on the opposite side. Righty on lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Lifted up into the air in right field. Going back is the first baseman, second baseman, and who has it? But Sanoa is calling everyone off. Tanner Allen was coming in too. So Sanoa makes the grab as Riddle pops out.
Now batting the center fielder, number 21.
Great over the shoulder catch by Sanoa. Doing a little bit of acrobatics first thing in the afternoon. It's great for him. That was a great catch.
Yeah, it's not easy, as there's been a lot of wind here at the ballpark all weekend. Pitch delivered by Reynosa. Omar De Los Santos is in the box. Swings and misses. And he's got to make sure his helmet stays on. Sometimes now with the challenge rule, that's a tapper to the left side foul, that the guys, their helmets are lifting off with these big swings, and they have to push their, you know, put their helmets back on. But the thing is when they tap their helmet, that's also a sink call. So they have to be very careful with that. The ball's upstairs and right over the helmet of De Los Santos. So one ball, two strikes, one out. Here at the Dean, the kick, the pitch, right down Broadway. That freezes De Los Santos. He does tap his helmet this time and asks for the challenge.
All overturned.
I always forget to write the challenges down before the game starts. The call was overturned, so that will keep De Los Santos at the plate. As the challenge, the win there goes to the hitter inside here. Looks like he might swing, but doesn't. So the count is full now on De Los Santos. Each team has three challenges. That ball misses. Now Reynosa wants to challenge it as he touches his cap.
Ball's overturned, strike three.
The call is overturned. ABS said it's a strike, and it's strike three. And now De Los Santos is just realizing that it was challenged and that it was overturned. And so he's, instead of the bat boy picking up, you know, Reynosa's helmet and or his equipment there, as far as his shin guards and elbow guards, now De Los Santos just has to pick it up and head back to the dugout. William Lugo at the plate. Righty on righty matchup. The third baseman's batting 254 this season. One ball and no strikes. Breaking ball at the belt for the strike at 77. Lugo, 14 doubles, 2 triples, 6 homers, and 35 ribbies. Lugo picked up his 6th home run last night. It was a solo shot in the 4th, and that's the only run that the Mets scored last night. They've only scored 1 run in the last 2 games so far in this series, which is unusual for the Mets, as they have a lot of players that are leading in offensive categories in the Florida State League. The only problem is a lot of those players have advanced to high A. Reynosa goes inside, missing.
Yeah, Lisa, not unusual for the Mets to bring the hot bats. They're the original hot bat team in the first half of the season. Quickly followed by the Palm Beach Cardinals here as of late. Now the Hammerheads, too, have managed to keep up with them. But, yeah, you're exactly right. They usually bring the bats. We got a lot of guys advancing.
Yeah, you never, you know, I looked, though, as far as the draft goes, and the Mets, they said the Mets had the best draft out of all of the minor league teams. So they're coming up. You know, even though these guys have advanced, you know, to high A, just wait for some of the guys that are going to be coming and that have been drafted and will join the Complex League and probably, you know, low A some at some point this season. So they just keep rebuilding. Junior Tillian has the plate as Lugo is now at first base. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Reynosa from the stretch brings his glove to his belt, then delivers. The ball's lifted into center field. Waiting on it is Brady Allen. He makes the grab, and that will retire Tillian and end the first as Lugo is left stranded at first base. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 man left. We'll go to the bottom of the first for the Hammerheads. It'll be Capace, Anoa, and Mac.
This is Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Sunglasses Sunday. Where's your sunglasses?
Aren't you left them in the car.
Right sunshine right in our eyes. I don't think we even need to put the lights on here today in the booth. We will see. But we are in the bottom of the first. No score on the board. On the hill, it's the righty, Tony DeBrell. He is making a rehab assignment. First pitch delivered to Capé. He hits it on the ground to the left side to Lugo at third base. Thrower to first is in time, but Capé is so fast.
The second baseman, number 6, Javier Sanoha.
So the third baseman, Capé, grounds out to the third baseman, Lugo. One down, the second baseman, Javier Sanoha, will come to the plate. He's batting 185. In 35 games, he has 22 hits. Pitch delivered at the belt for the strike. So let's take a look at the Hammerheads lineup. Capé led things off and grounded out. Sanoa's at the plate. It's a righty on righty matchup. Joe Mack will follow. He's a lefty and the catcher here for the Hammerheads today. In the cleanup, small into Dominguez in right, Sanoha is retired. So quickly there, two down, and I think it was just, what is it, three pitches? Wow. So Joe Mack, the cat, is the catcher, and he's batting the third spot. Brady Allen, the center fielder, will bat in the cleanup spot for the Hammerheads. Zach Zuby is the designated hitter in the fifth spot. In the sixth spot, the switch hitter, the shortstop, Carlos Santiago, will bat. Then in the 7, 8, and 9 slots for the Hammerheads, it's Federico Polanco, Tanner Allen, and Weldy Santos. So Capé, Sanoa, Mack, Allen, Zubia, Santiago, Polanco, Allen, and Santos. And Capé grounded out, Sanoa flied out, so Joe Mack's at the plate right now. Takes a swing and hits it foul into the backstop. 1-1, 2-2. That pitch came in at 91. Brady Smith is receiving DeBrell. Warren Saunders is at first. Junior Tillian at second for the St. Lucie Mets. JT Riddle is at short. And then at third base is William Lugo for the Mets. From left to right in the outfield, it's Barrasierta, De Los Santos, and Dominguez. Two balls and a strike with two down. Time called, and if you hear that it's quiet behind us, you probably just hear the rattling of I always hear, like, when it's quiet like this, the rattling of the air conditioning or the wind coming in. But today's Sunday. On the days that during the week, during the day, if we have a game, we always have the garbage truck that comes around in the outfield. Sometimes if you're really listening beside the birds, since we don't have, you know, any fans here on Sundays, you will hear the train going by. I always forget that, you know, there are the train tracks close by until I hear a train in the background. I'm like, yeah. Oh, which we don't hear when there are fans here because there's just, you know, just so much noise covering that.
Yeah, those tracks about 2 miles from here, right along the A1A, alternate A1A. If you're familiar with the Jupiter area, you know what we're talking about.
The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. And that ends the inning as DeBrell only throws a handful of pitches. So that's a quick first inning here as we head to the second. For the Mets, it'll be Dominguez, Barrasierta, and Saunders.
No matter when disaster strikes, learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back, top of the second inning. No score on the board, no hits, no runs for either team yet. Carlos Dominguez will delivers. That's a strike. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball, swing and a miss at 77. Juan Reynosa is 6 foot 165, only 18 years of age, and he turned 18 in April 4th. So just at the beginning of the season, hard hit ball on the ground to third base, backhanded by Capé. The throw brings Polanco off the bag, and so Dominguez is safe at first base. That was a hard hit ball. We'll see if they actually give him the hit for that.
That ball was blazing, and that was a great backhand stab by Cappy. And just kind of didn't get it out of the glove. Super clean to get it over the first.
So it will go down as an error, but yeah, that was a really good play by Capay at third base. Mm-hmm. He had to quickly, you know, get over there backhand. Just the throw was a little errant to pull Polanco off. And Dominguez is fast. He has 12 stolen bases, so, and as I say that, Reynosa looks over at him because he knows that Dominguez is someone to watch on the base pass. Raul Barrasierta steps in, the left fielder, batting 282. Reynosa delivers a strike at 89. 21 pitches so far, 12 for strikes. Reynosa kicks, and right up the middle it comes, but the second baseman, Sanoa, backing up the pitcher, makes the grab as he throws over to first base and actually steps on second, then throws to first to get the double play here. So that'll erase the error and erase worrying about Dominguez on the base pass. Two down, that'll bring up the first baseman, Warren Saunders. He's batting 270 through 12 games and has 10 hits, four doubles, a homer. First pitch, hard hit through the infield into left field. So with two down, Warren Saunders gets aboard and picks up his 11th hit of the season.
Seeing some pretty solid contact so far through the ball.
They've gone after, I think, you know, and really been able to approach the right pitches. Eduardo Salazar will step in, the designated hitter. He's batting 231, goes inside and actually hits Salazar on the left elbow. He's leaning down in obvious pain. You know who was in a lot of pain last night? After our game, I was listening to the Marlins-Pirates game, and the Marlins, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a lot more shifting. We already have a good amount, a handful of Marlins here in Jupiter, just, you know, here using the facility to rehab. And then we had some rehab assignments last night. Anthony Bender was here pitching, but Brian Anderson got hurt. Max Meyer couldn't finish pitching. He was hurt, had some elbow tenderness. And let's see, who else just... Cooper, he got hit on the wrist, and he's had wrist surgery, I believe, before, or some injuries on his wrist. And he was hitting the wrist and was in obvious pain as I was listening to the broadcast. And I'm trying to think who else was it. It was a injury-filled game for the Marlins. And all I could think is, okay, we're going to see some movement, because yesterday J.J. Bleda made his Major League debut. He's a former Jupiter Hammerhead. And I remember when J.J. Bleda came, the outfielder, when he was drafted, and he came right to the Jupiter Hammerheads. We were high A at the time. And he just carried himself like a big leaguer right away. You could just tell by his poise, the way he answered questions, the way he approached, you know, as far as at the plate, in the outfield. You just looked at him, and I know he had some struggles and was going through things and wasn't getting the hits that I think he expected from himself as he progressed through the minor leagues. But then I saw him in the Arizona Fall League and talked about how he was, you know, how he battled through things and how he was facing as far as his approach at the plate then. And so it was great to see J.J. Bleda make his debut yesterday for the Marlins, and his one at bat he walked. So all first base, it looks like he's okay right now. The trainer took a look at him, and he'll be at first as he was hit by a pitch. Saunders over at second. But who else will be called up, or will these guys finally get healthy? Jazz, you know, has been battling. He was an all-star and went to the all-star game, but he could not participate because he just isn't able to run. He said, just put me in. I can, like, field and throw, but he just really couldn't, you know, really run that much. So
shame to receive that honor and not be able to participate.
I know. You get to be a part of it, but you don't get to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, one ball and no strikes to Brady Smith. Smith hits it to the right side, scooped up by Sano, the second baseman. Short throw to first is in time, so Smith is retired as he grounds out to second. The Mets leave two stranded as we go to the home half of the inning. It'll be Brady Allen, Zubia, and Santiago. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
hitting the road, not all 5G networks are created equal. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than Verizon. T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places than anyone. Another reason T-Mobile is the leader.
33 Brady out.
Welcome back. We are in the bottom of the second. Brady Allen will step in. Then it's Zuby and Santiago. We've got two Allens in the lineup tonight, and both in the outfield as Brady's in center, batting in the four spot. Tanner will join in the A spot, and he's in right field. The wind is whipping in right field. No balls, two strikes here to Allen. They kick the pitch, and that one misses high. On the hill, it's Tony DeBrell. He is 6'3", 190, 26 years of age, from Alpharetta, Georgia. He was drafted by the Mets in 2017 in the fourth round. Out of Kennesaw State, slow roller to the left side, fielded by Lugo at third, so Brady Allen is retired as he grounds out. That'll bring up Zach Zubia, the designated hitter. He's batting .234 in the season with 13 doubles, seven homers. He has 52 hits in 76 games. He's also walked 65 times, which is second best in the Florida State League, but his on-base percentage is tops in the league. Always finding a way to get on. Yesterday, Zubia, no hits, but he walked, and there was an error that allowed him to get on base. He's on been on base, I believe, now 15 days and counting. No balls and two strikes. DeBrell delivers at the knees, but outside. Tony DeBrell this season in the minors has pitched in two games. This is his third game. 2 2/3 innings with four strikeouts. He's on a rehab assignment, so he has pitched in the GCL, or the Florida Complex League, with the Mets one game, and also here in the Florida State League. This is game number two for him. 2-2 the count with one out. Swing and a miss. Zubia is retired. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago. He's a switch hitter, batting .247 with a double and three home runs in 18 games with the Hammerheads. He'll bat from the left side, facing the righty on the hill. Last year, DeBrell was in double A, comebacker up the middle. I think he put his hand out because it looks like it died right there on the infield grass. Did you see that? It looked like it hit off of his hand.
Oh, it definitely caught him.
It caught him a little bit because that was a line drive up the middle, and he didn't use his glove.
Yeah, he was already leaning backwards, and the only hand he could get up with was his right hand. And it caught him full in the palm. That's why that ball ended up going nowhere as opposed to into center field.
Boy, you surely don't want, you know, anything to happen when you're on a rehab assignment as it is. And we have the trainer out there talking to him. Now he's covering his mouth. We don't have any cameras really, but covering his mouth with his glove, maybe saying a few swear words.
Yeah, probably.
Because when you do that, it was just a reactionary move too.
Exactly.
Everyone knows not to like use your, you know, non-glove hand, but when that ball is coming out as fast as it did right there to you, you're just like trying to get out of the way. Yesterday, it was a couple of the St. Lucie Mets pitchers. They were comebackers, and they fielded them really well. They really did. They knocked them down with their glove or fielded, and it was just I'm trying to remember because there was Gomez, Garcia, and Gonzalez, all the G-men there, but I can't remember if it was one pitcher or what. I'll probably have to look through my scorebook here. Oh, actually, I see. I didn't mark it down with Garcia. That he just knocked it down with his glove and right away fielded. He just fielded everything that came back at him. And you don't always see that because it's hard. It's hard once you release the ball to be ready, you know, for a comebacker like that. And as we see right here, DeBrell throws a few pitches. He tells everyone he's okay, so he is going after Federico Polanco right now. Polanco batting from the left side. Two outs, runner aboard at first base, as the first hit for the Hammerheads is Santiago as he hit it up the middle. One ball, no strikes once again for the third day in a row here in the second half in the Florida State League. As it throws over to first base, it gets by the first baseman, so that'll put Santiago on second. He rounds second, looks back, and then Angel Espada, the manager for the Hammerheads, tells Santiago to stay at second base.
Yeah, DeBrell seemed to have caught the first baseman a little bit off guard. That was a very the throw was accurate. It wasn't an inaccurate throw on the part of DeBrell. I just think that the little miscommunication there, unfortunately for the Mets, fortunately for the Hammerheads, as Santiago advances to second, an errant throw.
So runner in scoring position with two outs for Polanco. He's batting .333 through the last six games, swing and a miss. 92-mile-per-hour pitch as we watch the flags now straight up blowing right to left. That's one thing, too, in the last couple games, noticing the wind and how on the teams, especially in the outfield on the left side of the diamond, with the wind gusting so much right to left. Even when it's blowing in, it's still, which it looks like it's swirled around and now blowing in a little bit, it really pushes the ball when you put it up in the air to the left side. That makes it tricky. Especially, I noticed the Hammerheads are kind of used to it. This is their home field, but the St. Lucie Mets, the left fielder, had a little bit of trouble judging the ball at a few times. He would go back and then had to circle around or come back in or had to go more to his left and even center field. When you have that wind gusting, that watching the center fielders try to play the ball, they had a read on it, but then they ended up over in left field at times. One ball and two strikes with two outs. DeBrell looks the runner back, looks him back again, then kicks and delivers. Ball is popped up left side, and there goes the wind pushing it out of play into the stands. One and two, the count remains. And that error does go to the first baseman. As you said, a nice throw by DeBrell over to first, but Saunders just wasn't ready to handle it as the ball got by him and has Santiago at second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball at 78, and the home plate umpire Matt Wachowski punches out Polanco, so he'll go down looking, and that will leave Santiago stranded here in the second. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one error, and one man left on base. So we go to the top of the third here at the Dean. Still no score on the board, but both teams have one hit. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
What could one strand of mRNA do? It could change the future of medicine. It could change the lives of millions.
Welcome back to beautiful Jupiter, Florida, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're here at the top of the third, and we have Riddle in the batter's box right now. He's being followed by De Los Santos and Lugo as he takes pitch one from Reynoso. JT Riddle is playing shortstop right now for the Jupiter Hammerheads as he take a I apologize for the Mets, as he takes a cut at the pitch from Reynoso. He grounds out to the second baseman, easily handled. As he tosses it over to Polanco. It's nice to see the pitchers be efficient here, as two pitches and already generated out, as we have the De Los Santos in the batter's box. He pops it up high into left center field and is easily handled by one of the Allens. That's Brady Allen. He handles that and tosses it back into the infield so we can put one more Met player down with one pitch.
There's that win that I was talking about too,
did
right?
You see it?
Allen had to drift over, you know, basically sprint like he's used to it the last couple of games and trolling center field. But that win was just kept pushing it away and away from Allen.
Oh yes, Lugo now in the batter's box, representing the St. Lucie Mets, comes in with a .254 batting average, 35 ribbies, 6 home runs. Took the first two pitches, both were balls. Third pitch now from Reynoso is also a ball. It was challenged by the catcher, and it was not overturned. That call was upheld, and you definitely have a batter's count right now at 3 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Check swing by Lugo on that last pitch, which was also a ball, so he will take first on a walk.
Now batting the second baseman, number 18, Junior Tillian.
We have Tillian stepping into the batter's mound as he faces Reynoso. We have Lugo on first, leaning, tempting the pitcher to throw it over his way, but Reynoso's not biting. He threw his first pitch somewhat in the dirt. Mac had to dig it out, and he handled it well, make sure it's not going to get past him, or award any extra bases to Lugo. Tillian swings nice and hard. It's going to back Santos to the warning track out in left field. He handles it very, very well as we, Reynoso makes short work at the top of this inning to retire the St. Lucie Mets. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the top of the second. Your Hammerheads will be coming out here, the top of the third. The Hammerheads coming out the bottom of the third, and we'll be right back in these few messages.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when
Welcome back to Roger Dean Stadium here in Jupiter, Florida. We have a new pitcher on the mound, Keyshawn Askew, number 3 for the St. Lucie Mets. The 6'4", 190-pound, 22-year-old is a lefty. He has 2 wins, 0.7 ERA. He's pitched in 11 games, started 4 of those games, 1 save, 37 innings pitched, 53 strikeouts so far on the season, as we have Alan Zubia and Santiago stepping into the batter's box on behalf of the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom of the third.
And the line's been closed on DeBrell. He went 2 innings, allowed a hit, no runs, struck out 3.
Askew comes in and throws 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and sends Allen back to the dugout as Zubia steps into the batter's box. First pitch from Askew is going to be called a strike. That's 4 pitches, 4 strikes in a row for Keyshawn Askew.
Yeah, and Tanner Allen, he asked for a challenge for that, but it was upheld, so he went back to the dugout. And then Askew, he is just continuing the strikeouts where DeBrell left off. Now Askew's challenging.
Follow the ball.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out.
So I believe the call was upheld there then.
A wee bit outside on that last pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
DeBrell, his first game that he pitched, he only pitched 1 2/3 innings in his rehab start. Today went 2 innings. So hopefully, you know, that was the plan, as he did have a ball come off of his pitching hand, that comebacker to him. So he stayed in the game after that. But hopefully that was the plan, you know, just a couple of innings, and he can go ice his hand and make sure he's okay.
Full count pitch by Askew is leads to ball 4. Santiago trots down to first base to take his prize, having to exercise some patience through that pitch count. Happy in the batter's box. Lefty versus righty, first pitch is a ball, as Cappy is hitting 444 with 1 RBI. Nicely struck ball. It squeaks his way through the shortstop. Well, actually, the third baseman. Sort of a mishandle there. Kind of hopped over his glove a little bit. Ends up in the left field. That'll move Santiago up to second, as Copy stands on first.
And I always say, like, yippee for Yidi, because Yidi Capé from Cuba is in his third game here, and he's hitting every game so far.
Sanohar's in the batter box, chops one up to the second baseman, and they turn the double play here in the bottom of the third. Retires the side. The score is still 0-0 here in Jupiter, Florida, as we prepare for the top of the fourth inning. We'll be right back here in Roger Dean Stadium.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Stadium. We have Dominguez in the batter box right now with Barrasierta and Saunders waiting in the wings for their turn at bat. As we continue to have Reynoso on the mound on behalf of the Jupiter Hammerheads, he strikes out Dominguez. 1-2-3. Here to begin the top of the fourth.
Now batting the left fielder, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
Barrasierta heading into the batter's box, batting .280 so far this season, 15 RBI, 7 home runs. Left fielder for the St. Lucie Mets takes the first pitch from Reynoso. It is a ball. The kick. Reynoso delivers. That seems straight down the pike, Lisa, but my eyes may be off. Apparently that was a ball, and Owen challenged it, so it's 2-0 pitch. Barrasierta chops hard, fouls it off. Back over our heads, where I parked today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Insurance is paid up, so I think we're good.
We had a car growing up that my dad left it unlocked and always parked it where maybe it might be taken or something. We always had, it was like a car that he was ready to have something, you know, someone else have it. But that no one, you know, when you have a car, like just when you want it to be taken or you want something to happen, it just doesn't.
It doesn't happen. No. But something that did just happen here is Reynoso throws an errant pitch slightly. Errant hits Barrasierta. Barrasierta was walking off whatever pain and discomfort he may be in as he takes a slow walk down the first and kind of stretches things out a little bit. Number 24 is in a little bit of pain there, but it looks like he's going to be able to walk it off.
Yeah, Kiyoshi Tada, the athletic trainer, is getting a lot of time out there on the field for the St. Lucie Mets as this is the second batter that's been hit by a pitch from Reynosa, and then also how we talked about the comebacker, that DeBrell. So the trainer's been out there at least three times now today, and he's having a conversation with Barrasierta. Reynosa, the second batter that he's hit today, he hit a batter once before in the last couple of games that he's pitched. He is a little wild. You know, he's only 18 years of age, as before today's game, in five innings, he had walked six and hit one batter. Today he's walked a couple and has hit two.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have control issues in as much as he might be wanting to do a bit more than he's able to at the time. But, I mean, well, where else do you get your reps in if you don't do it here?
Now, 18 years of age and just turned 18 at the beginning of the season, too. So he's got, you know, a high ceiling there and plenty of time.
Saunders in the batter's box now. A nice swing, hit hard out into left field, sends Santos back to the warning track. It goes over his head, bounces off the wall, and that will be a stand-up double for Saunders.
Yeah, the ball just missed going over the fence. It knocked off the left field wall over there by
one,
the
Justin Guerrero.
Seltzer loudly sign, and Santos had to play it off the wall. Yesterday, I saw a former St. Lucie Mets, Alex Ramirez. He hit a grand slam, and it went over the fence, but it went by a sign that said, hit a grand slam or grand slam, you know, on the as far as the slogan for the business. So it was kind of ironic that he had a grand slam right by the grand slam sign.
Ah, well, there you go.
I'm glad he's not in the lineup anymore for the St. Lucie Mets. We're glad to see him, Consuegra, and a few others get promoted.
Yeah.
As now the Hammerheads, you know, have now won two, trying to sweep this series.
Chesson Guerrero in the batter's box. We have one out so far. Sanders on second. Reynoso just delivers a strike.
Calls upheld, 0-1 count.
It was challenged but upheld. Count is 0-1. So Reynoso waits for the signal. He likes what he sees. He winds up. Here's a stretch. It's the bit outside, but he did get Guerrero to swing on that, and that's going to be 0-2 count with one out. And Saunders on second still. He's looking to take whatever he's given to him. Max still in the catching position. Swung hard on by Guerrero out to left field, and it will be a home run. A home run by Chesson Guerrero. He's going to bring in Saunders and himself in the top of the fourth on behalf of the St. Lucie Mets. He crosses home plate just now, and too much fanfare from his teammates, and to the chagrin of the Jupiter Hammerheads, it's time for a meeting of the minds as the infield comes in and surrounds Reynoso.
Yeah, right before Salazar came to the plate, there was some movement in the bullpen for the Hammerheads, and they do have a reliever now warming up. So they kind of knew that Reynoso was getting to his limit here and wanted to have a reliever ready. Salazar, that was a line drive home run over the left field wall. Like to find out what that exit velo was for that home run. But that puts the Mets on top 3-0. And those three runs are the most runs that the Mets have been able to rack up against the Hammerheads in the last couple of games, because the first game they were shut out 9-0, and then last night they lost 4-1. So three runs right now here in the fourth has finally put the Mets on top here in the series.
Brady Smith in the batter's box right now, taking his second pitch from Reynoso. Easily handled by the shortstop. Santiago gets it over to Polanco, and Smith grounds out.
Yeah, Smith, a righty, hit the ball where, you know, Santiago was positioned over there at shortstop. If you notice, he's right there by that pie slice. This is the new rule that for the third game we are using, and it's an experimental rule only used here in the Florida State League, where the chalk lines extend from second base out, and the second baseman and the shortstop are not supposed to position themselves inside those chalk lines. That is intended for the line drives up the middle, you know, those base hits up the middle that were taken because of those players not shifted too much up the middle.
1-1 pitch to Riddle. Reynoso delivers. It's going to be another ball. It's two balls, one strike, two outs so far here in the top of the fourth. Currently, your score is 3-0. The Mets over the Hammerheads.
The first couple of games, the second baseman and the shortstop, with both teams, they were touching the line. They were inside that pie slice. And there are some penalties that have been in place if a player does that. But right now it's experimental, and the first couple of games they did not enforce any penalties. They've been talking about how maybe it'll be a ball, or that they'll just have to accept what the play is, the outcome of the play. So there will be some penalties, and we'll see as the season goes when they start to enforce those. But they have not the last few games. And talking to both teams, the coaches said, you know, they're just trying to work it out right now and have the players get used to it.
Full count pitch by Reynoso is swung on by Riddle, and it is kind of loops out there into mid-left field, easily handled by Santos to deliver the third out. And we are headed to the bottom of the fourth, where your home team, Jupiter Hammerheads, will be out. We will return shortly.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept
corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, your Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom of the fourth at Bad Mac, followed by Allen and Zubia.
I thought you said Mad Mac at first. That's right, Bad Mad Mac.
Man,
we've got him like Mad Max, there. You know.
Keyshawn SQ is still on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets as he delivers his third pitch this inning. And that is a batter's count there at 3-0. Yes, yeah, so Max stands tall. SQ proved he can throw a strike, and he did not. And so Max trots over to first base on a walk. Brady Allen is now in the batter's box, hitting .239, eight home runs. It's been fairly efficient so far this season. Askew delivers a pitch. It's a little outside, and Allen's not fooled, 1-0. Stretch coming up. Called ball, 2-0 so far. Keyshawn Askew, 18 pitches, 7 strikes. ERA is at 1.63. Little chopper hit to the third baseman as Mac does advance to second base on the fielder's choice. Allen is thrown out. We have Zubia coming up to the batter's box.
Yeah, that's a productive out, moving Mac over to second, putting him in scoring position because the Hammerheads, they need to get something going here in the middle innings with the St. Lucie Mets up 3-0, and they're a team that you cannot ever think that, you know, they're done or that they're you're too far ahead of them. Mm-hmm. They always find a way.
Absolutely. As the folks here at Roger Dean Stadium is rocking out today with some of the old school hip hop. Ask you, this will be his second pitch to Zubia.
Well, they just put on the scoreboard. Hey, if you know, give us your requests. Just tweet at Go Hammerhead. So anybody out there, if you want to hear any music in the background or put it on the playlist when you come here to the Dean, tweet at Go Hammerheads, and they are wanting everybody's music request. I didn't know if that was directed to us. There's no fans in the stands. You know, if you're a family member, you do get to come in to the ballpark. But other than that, we've got, looks like maybe 10 people here.
Yeah. Well, we just put the word out there, Lisa, so that, you know, you folks can well, you're not going to be able to hear it. Well, maybe you can hear it on a broadcast as Q is now facing a 3-1 pitch count. Ooh, was another comebacker, but it went straight to Tillian, who handled it well, stepped on second base, and took care of Max. So that was a double play, and that brings us to the end of the fourth. We get ready for the fifth here at the Roger Dean Stadium here on the Cardinals Radio MILB Network. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Consider this whole morning thing with Taco Bell's warm breakfast quesadilla, crisp hash brown, Cinnabon delights, and a coffee. Wake up to the new $5 Bell breakfast box, only at Taco Bell.
Cigarette boat, all this water on me. I was at my big truck, my wrist up, get my dicks up. When I switch my wrist up, switch my car, switch my bitch up. Every time I held her, I broke her off.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions.
Now we're back, top of the fifth, 3-0 in favor of the St. Lucie Mets. First up for the Mets is Omar De Los Santos. New on the hill is Kaysen Sherrod, the reliever, in for Reynoso. De Los Santos' first pitch hits it on the ground. Throw to first base, it's in time, but it was a close play. De Los Santos is so speedy. So there's one down.
Yeah, Lisa, on the mound, Sherrod. Kaysen Sherrod, as you mentioned, 6'4", 215-pounder, 26-year-old, out of Texas A&M. Picked up by the Marlins in 2018 in the seventh round.
So Sherrod the righty in relief of Reynoso. William Lugo at the plate with one out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit foul to the left side. Lugo has walked twice here today so far. Two and one the count with one out inside. Three balls and one strike to Lugo. This is the first time that I've seen the clouds pop up and the sun go behind the clouds. So there's no shadows, no sunshine. You know, that bright sun in anyone's territory to the right. And that will go over the netting into the stands. I was incorrect. I said there's only about 10 people. But then I looked up and to the stand. I think there's over 20 here today of family and friends.
Yeah.
Even some little ones that can run after some of the foul balls, too. Payoff pitch coming from the stretch. Gerard delivers. It's coming back. Everybody's playing straight away. I think the sun's starting to peek out, trying to come through those clouds. The wind's still whipping, blowing in strong into right. St. Lucie has three hits, three runs. The Hammerheads have two hits and no runs yet. Have won the first two ball games of this series. Tapper foul there, so full count here to Lugo, who, as I mentioned, has walked his first two trips up to the plate.
And there's that aforementioned sun.
Lifted up in the air. That ball is going over the fence. Way over the fence, but it is foul. Boy, everyone just kind of looked back and said, yeah, that's gone. But luckily it was foul, so that will keep Lugo at the plate. And Sherrod can throw a different pitch, right? Don't throw that same one. That came in at 86. It goes inside on the hand, swing, and a foul tip there. So at 92.
Yeah, Lugo hit that ball so hard, everyone was mesmerized by it. No one could stop looking at it. You knew it wasn't a home run at one point, but it was like, oh, look at this.
Just wondering where that was going to land. This ball is lifted up, but it's coming back, and it'll... Wow, you can hear that. Hit
just
the roof.
Above us. Just
hit
above
the roof.
Us.
Oh, we have a little fan down there. He's looking. He heard it. He wants to know where that ball went. Did it fall below us? Or did
yeah, it did.
Oh, it did. Now someone's looking for it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's looking, too. He's already got a ball. He's so cute. He has his hat on backwards and has a ball in his hand and a water bottle in the other. He's just a little youngster, too. A ball, also the count remaining full to Lugo. The pitch, this one's chopped up the middle. The shortstop bare hands it, throws to first base. A one hopper that has Polanco doing the splits at first, but he hangs onto it. So Santiago played it well, barehanded that ball. It was a couple of bounces too off the grass, but he saw it all the way into his hands and just really quickly then threw over to first base. Little hopper to Polanco, who, as I mentioned, you know, man, the big stretch there, and Lugo is retired as he grounds out to short. Two ground outs, two great plays by the Hammerheads defense. Swing and a miss at that breaking ball at 88, delivered by Sherrod. Junior Tillian is at the plate. He's 0 for 2. He's flied out twice, once to center, the other to left. Sherrod delivers at the knees and missing. Outside, one ball and one strike at 86.
Sherrod comes in with a 1-0 record and a 0.00 ERA, having started in three games and pitched nine innings so far.
There's a strike at 92. 1-2 the count. The 1-2, chop foul. So for Reynosa, he went four innings, allowed three hits, three runs, all earned, walked a pair, struck out two, gave up a home run. He has a 9.00 ERA now. He's actually lowered it, though, started the game at 10.80. He's only pitched a few innings, though. His four here today makes it nine total. One ball and two strikes as Tillian just keeps fouling these pitches off, delivered by Sherrod. The last one at 91. This one at 93. High chopper fielded by Capé at third. Throws in time, and all three batters go down on ground out. 1-2-3, go the Mets. We head to the bottom of the fifth here at the Dean, and the Hammerheads are down by 3. It's a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the fifth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in the Abacoa area of Jupiter, Florida. Hope you can join us here at the Dean soon. So glad you're listening. First pitch delivered by Askew from the St. Lucie Mets to Carlos Santiago. He switched around. He's a switch hitter, batting from the right side, facing the lefty. Askew, ground ball to the left side of the diamond. Throw over in time, and Santiago is retired. That'll bring up Federico Polanco. That'll be a lefty-on-lefty matchup here as Polanco struck out looking back in the second. But this is the first time he's facing the lefty reliever in today's game, as he faced only Debrell earlier. First pitch, and he fouls it by the box. No balls and one strike. On the way here to the ballpark, I heard an oldie but goodie from the Imagine Dragons, and I was thinking about Matt Holliday, how he loved this song and that we would play it in spring training for before every, you know, time that he came to the plate. And can you believe that his son was just drafted this year? You know, it's just incredible to see these guys. Andrew Jones, his son was drafted. Drew Jones, you know, number 2 overall. So it's just crazy to see, you know, some of the players that we've watched and been able to call games for. And now their sons are old enough to play in, you know, professional baseball. 1-2, 1 out. Here's the pitch. It's inside. Little bunny hop back by Polanco. 2-2, now the count. There's some action in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 2-2 on the ground rose slowly. Foul right by manager Angel Espada. And the player up in the Hammerheads. No balls come the way of the pitcher and catcher. He threw off his glove to stop that one. Luckily, it was a slow roller. He just threw it off, so no one really had to make too much of an effort to chase after the ball. That's one thing the coaches were talking about. You know, we don't have ball boy, ball girls here. So it's the bullpen or, you know, some or the outfielders that are chasing after these foul balls, and it takes time away from the game. Swing and a miss. So Polanco will go down on strikes for the second time tonight. But that the coaches talked about that. They're like, at other ballparks, you know, they see they've got ball boy, ball girls that chase down those foul balls, and they're like, here, you know, we could speed it up a little bit even more if we had, you know, someone else chasing it besides my outfielders or, you know, the infielders too at times. Are we going to volunteer on our days off?
Sure.
You know, instead of being up in the booth, you and I will be down there. Which side do you want, left or right?
I'll take left. It seems to be the busier left. Side.
You like it over there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll get the Cardinal side. You get the Hammerhead side. No balls, one strike. We've got Tanner Allen at the plate. He was just drafted last year and joined us for the season. He's back here getting a few reps with the Hammerheads. Tanner Allen threw 7 games, has 4 hits, one of them a double. Swing and a miss there. He struck out back in the third and does it here again in the fifth to end the inning. So it's a 1-2-3. 3 up, 3 down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at the Dean. The Mets are on top 3-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The sun is out, and boy, with this sunshine, I wish we had a concession so I can go down and get, you know, one of those ice cream in helmets. I love those ice cream sundaes in a baseball helmet. I know we have Dipping Dots here. I don't know if we do the sundaes anymore, but I really would like one of those with Carlos Dominguez at the plate. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe the helmet put makes it out more there, delicious.
Someone will. New pitcher on the hill for the Hammerheads,
yeah.
Ayuri Montero. He's a righty.
Yeah, 6'3", 235-pound righty, age 23. They're getting just so young, Lisa.
Are we getting old?
Well, No, we're staying the same. They're getting younger. And Montero's out of Santo Domingo Central, Dominican Republic. His MLB debut was May 1st of this year.
3-1, the count, swing and a miss at 92. So he's working Dominguez. After Dominguez, it's Barrasierto and then Saunders. The right fielder is 0-for-2 today. He was aboard on the base pass in the second on an error, then struck out in the fourth. 3-2 the count. Montero on the hill in relief of Sherrod, who came in for 1 inning of work. Quick inning that it was. 3 straight ground ball outs. So Sherrod, in his one inning of work, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, and his ERA is 0.00. So Montero loses Dominguez, and Carlos will walk to first base. That's his 21st walk on the season, because Dominguez, he's actually struck out 121 times. A lot of times that he has struck out at the plate, but today a little patient, and it pays off as he heads to first base. He does have 12 stolen bases on the season, so it will be something that Montero will now have to be careful of, having Dominguez on the base pass. Sparacierta steps in. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball at 82.
Hey, Lisa, I have to step in and do this and correct myself. I was reading off the stats of Eliuris Montero, and this is number 41 for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's a 6'4", 170-pound right-hander.
Ball launched into left center, all the way to the wall. Santos has to track it down, and by the time he does and gets the throw in, Dominguez is around and scoring. So now the Mets are up 4-0. That was a long ball launched by Barisierta into left center. Brady Allen and Santos, neither one could get it. Santos got there first, had to play it off the wall and kind of wait for it to drop, hit, and roll towards him. You know, as the way to play it there. He played it correctly. It just took time. And Dominguez, you have no time when you have the speed that you do of Dominguez on the base pass. So Barisierta with the double RBI. And here at the plate, it's Saunders. First pitch hits it on the ground to the left side, fielded by Capay. The throw brings Polanco off the base at first. And Polanco tries to quickly, as soon as he gets the ball into his glove, side swipe and tag Saunders as he's running down the line, but it's not in time. So runners at first and second now as Saunders, I'm not sure what he did, maybe running, but he is crouched down. And, I mean, we talk about the trainer's getting a lot of time out there on the field today as he has to go. That's Kiyoshi Tada that's going to check out. Or actually, did he actually maybe did make the tag on him as Saunders wobbles and hobbles into the dugout. So we've got one out. That keeps Barisierta at second base. So a great play by Capay. It was a hard ball to field behind the bag and at the line. It actually went to the left after it hit the ground on the hop. It had Capay over on the left side of the foul line and it had to quickly throw to first base and Polanco off the bag, but then tagging Saunders. So there's one out. Eduardo run his last trip up to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the second, so he's 1-for-1 with a 3-run home run. And actually, the board has a pinch hitter up there. Let me check on that as it says Justin Guerrera at the plate. So we will check that to see if that is what's happening right now. On the ground, ground ball to the shortstop. Throw to first. It's in time. There's two outs, and that keeps Barisierta at second base. So Guerrero did indeed pinch hit.
The catcher, number 43, Brady Smith.
Actually, it was Guerrero that pinch hit for Salazar and hit the home run. We had Salazar. Is that where you saw Guerrero on the... So that was when, now that I look back here, boy, that just sneaks up on you when you don't have the scoreboard and on a day that it's just a complex game to see who's at the plate. There's a base hit into right. Barisierta coming all the way from second to score. And now the Mets have a big 5-0 lead. So I will fix all that during the break in my scorebook. But yes, that was Guerrero, and who grounded out here in the sixth and then also hit that 3-run home run. Make sure he gets credit for that. We're back up to the top of the order as Brady Smith just singled into right field and also drove in Barisierta. Joe JT Riddle at the plate, batting from the left side. He's 0-for-3, looking for his first hit in his rehab assignment here in low A with the St. Lucie Mets. There it might be, a bloop hit, possibly no. In comes Santos as the ball just hung up there long enough for Santos to come into short left field. So that will end the inning, but not before the Mets put the lead into the home half of the sixth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
All right, straight away now, I think we've got our scorebooks all. Mine, I love today, had some time to put some color. Always like to put color there. I do have my white out. First game I came back, I didn't. And I was like, I can't make any mistakes. And we have the Hammerhead. Santos at the plate. Cape Sanoa will follow. So 9-1-2 as Askew remains on the hill. The lefty, he goes after the righty Santos. The way he throws, he's kind of like sidearm, three-quarter slot. And he uses his whole body, doesn't he, to sling that ball.
Oh, yeah.
Into the catcher's mitt. There's a strike at 91. So two balls and a strike to Santos. So far, Askew has pitched or thrown 39 pitches, 20 strikes, 19 balls. That one's outside, but a swing and a miss at 91 for Santos. Everyone's playing straight away with the righty at the plate. There is a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Askew missing low and away. Sun is out on a sweltering, sunny Sunday.
This weekend has definitely been a Chamber of Commerce type weather event going on here in South Florida.
As Santos walks to first base, second time he's walked in today. We're back up to the top of the order. Didi Cape. Cape is 1-for-2 today. He's from Havana, Cuba. This is his third game with the Hammerheads, and he has hit in every game. He has 5 hits in 10 at-bats, throw to first base to check the runner Santos, who has 7 stolen bases on the season. When you take a look at stolen bases, the Mets as a team have 100 stolen bases. But do you know De Los Santos has 48 of those 100?
Wow.
So he's got almost half. There's a strike delivered by Askew to Cape. On
he's
the
just
other
a
side,
productive.
Yeah, just very much go for the Hammerheads. They have 76 on the season as a team.
the game pauses because of an errant throw from the pitcher in a bullpen warming up, made it all the way down behind the catcher.
Just rolled all the way down here as a strike is delivered at 90 miles per hour. So no balls, two strikes to Capé. Little shift over as the second baseman, because he is watching that second base bag too with the runner at first base. So he is right close to the chalk line at second base. The one thing too about the chalk line, they have to measure it specific to the specific rules that MLB has set, so they have to get that angle just right. And then the grounds crew, they can, you know, the team can re-chalk it during the game or not. It's up to them. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball, misses wide of the plate. So when the grounds crew goes out there to drag the field, you know, they're taking some of the chalk with them. And then also just the runners and the fielders that are playing out. So it gets kind of messy out there, kind of like the batter's box does. One ball, two strikes, looks the runner back at first, delivers, line drive into left field over the shortstop's outreach glove, and there's two aboard here for the Hammerheads in the sixth. Santos moving to second base, Capé, another base hit to left here today. So he had two hits last night, two hits today, and I have my makeshift scorebook that Edie, let's see, what did he have his first game? I know he had a hit. He had two hits then, so two hits in his first three games. Six hits total. A little timeout as we have the pitching coach for the St. Lucie Mets, Victor Ramos, going out on the mound as quickly. There was a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads, but now the Mets, they've got a reliever of their own warming up. So this is kind of take a moment and give our reliever some extra time to warm up. It looks like, who is that? The first baseman and third baseman for the Mets, Saunders and Lugo. They're having a little dance off out there. They are enjoying the music and just chatting out there. Saunders, he likes to wear his cap really high on his head. Makes him look a little taller out at first base. So Askew back on the hill. He's ready to throw to Javier Sanoa. Sanoa is 0-for-2 today. He flied out and hit into a double play. Askew delivers wide of the plate to the righty at the plate. Sanoa batting 182. This is his 36th game with the Hammerheads. Infield playing in as they are watching the runners at first and second. Foul ball to the left side. Fielded well by the player for the Mets, who is protecting his pitcher and catcher in the bullpen. I'm sure that's another pitcher, too. Let's take a look who that is. Who's fielding that ball out there? Oh, that's Saul Gonzalez, who pitched last night. He's got the duty to hang out. Ball lifted into left field. Going back is Barisierta, and that ball has been launched over the left field wall. A three-run home run by Sanoa, his first home run of the season, and his 11th RBI now. He had eight, make it 11.
Barisierta took a trot out there to the wall just to get a better look at that home run, because there was nothing he could do with that ball. That was well struck.
So it's only a two-run ball game, and maybe the Mets should have brought in a reliever a little sooner, but that's okay because the Hammerheads took advantage. We'll take a quick timeout as the Hammerheads put three on the board with a swing of the bat by Sanoa. His three-run home run makes it a 5-3 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill in relief of Askew as Daniel Juarez. First pitch delivered to Joe Mack, and he sends it foul to the right side. Juarez, another lefty, as he came after Askew gave up a three-run home run here in the sixth to Sanoa. So now the Hammerheads only down by two. St. Lucie has five hits, five runs, where the Hammerheads have four hits and three runs.
Daniel Juarez comes in at a 2-1 record with a 2.43 ERA and 19 games pitched, 29.2 innings, 44 strikeouts so far this season.
The 0-2 is wide of the plate. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here as Mack bats from the left side facing the lefty Juarez. What a game it's been. It looked like it'd be all Mets until finally the Hammerheads took advantage. Three-run home run on the Mets side. Now three-run home run on the Hammerhead side. Two balls, two strikes. They kick the pitch at the belt for the strike. And Mac's not going to contest that one. That came in at 93. So one down here in the sixth. That'll bring up Brady Allen. On deck is Zach Zubia. Allen is 0 for 2 today as he grounded out both times to the third baseman. Lefty on righty matchup. Lefty delivers. That one's wide of the plate. One ball and no strikes. Breaking ball at 80 miles per hour. Wind still blowing in right field. The 1-0 swing and a miss.
Juarez's last outing was back on June 28th against the Hammerheads, as a matter of fact, with the no decision.
The 1-1 comebacker up the middle, fielded by the second baseman, throw to first, has the first baseman Saunders doing the splits out there. Boy, both first basemen are getting a workout. I hope they stretch before the game, did their yoga, Pilates, because they are... I don't know, Saunders is kind of...
If they didn't, they're doing it now.
Right? Allen is retired as he grounds out to second. Two down, Zach Zubia will step in. He struck out back in the second. Lined out into a double play in the fourth. So the Hammerheads continue to have a reliever warming up in the bullpen. Looks like there's a righty out there. Someone else is up and stretching, too. No balls, one strike, two down. That breaking ball came in at 77. Let's make it 1-1 the count. 5-3 ball game in favor of the Mets, but the Hammerheads lead the series here, 2-0. At the belt for the strike at 81. Taking a look at Askew's numbers. Pitched three innings, three hits, three runs, all earned. Walked three, struck out three. It was that three-run home run that gave all those numbers there as far as runs. His ERA is now 2.21. Askew threw 50 pitches, 27 for strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing, foul tip. So that'll keep Zubia alive at the plate.
Defending it well. That was a really hard cut. Wish you put the middle of the barrel on that one, because that might have been out of here straight away center field.
The kick, the pitch. A little too far inside, so the count goes full now on Zubia. Zach hasn't been on base yet, something that we're very used to him being on base as 15 days and counting. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That one came in hot at 92. Zubia glances back at the mound. The inning is over, but the hammerhead Noah with his three-run home run over the left field wall. We'll go to the top of the seventh, 5-3 in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. New pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the top of the seventh is Urias Jimenez, the righty, and he'll face the righty at the plate, De Los Santos, who hits this ball out of play. Coming back, and be careful as you're walking down there. It's off the roof and then bounces into the seats. One ball and one strike on De Los Santos. So far, the Hammerheads have been able to really keep De Los Santos off the base pass this whole series. Yesterday, De Los Santos was the leadoff hitter. He struck out three times, went 0 for 4. And then on Friday, he was on base, at infield base hit. He led the whole ball game off with that, but then actually got caught stealing, trying to go from second to third. He just froze right there in between the bases. After that, he has been not able to get on base at all. 1 for 4 that game, but struck out, popped out, and flied out.
Pitcher Jimenez comes in with a 1-1 record. 3.55 ERA. 38 innings pitch, 48 strikeouts.
Jimenez, 21 years of age, delivers the heat at 94. And De Los Santos pops it out of play. Foul ball, keeping him alive. Two balls and two strikes. Jimenez likes to have the orange tape wrapped around his wrists. Swings in a tapper into the screen behind home plate. I like how the guys, you know, show a lot of their personality, especially with their gloves, their spikes. You know, they've got different colors. A lot of powder blue gloves. You see some red ones, too. Jimenez's is a little orange there. Got like a, it looks like it's a natural color, but at the same time, it has an orange tint to it.
Yeah. Especially with the sun hitting it as it is now.
Full count to De Los Santos. Here's the pitch. He takes something off it at 84. And De Los Santos just nicks it a little bit as it goes back into the backstop. So he'll stay alive at the plate. Action in the bullpen for the Mets. Payoff pitch upstairs. Another little foul tip. That came in at 84. Jimenez mixing things up here against De Los Santos. Is he going to bring the heat now after a couple of breaking balls? We'll see. The Mets scored first. Three-run home run in the fourth. Tacked on two more in the sixth and had the 5-0 cushion lead. Another foul ball. But the Hammerhead, three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth. And now they're only down by two. Jimenez takes the signs. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball. That one was the heater at 95. The three before that were 83, 84 breaking balls. And this one with 95. De Los Santos, he is trying to get on base today. It doesn't feel good when you don't get a hit. You know, since your first at-bat in the series, here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. There's that 84-mile-per-hour breaking ball. De Los Santos will go down swinging.
Those two foul balls in a row. The same little youngster who happens to be in the stands is about to get two balls. As soon as he figures out the maze of seats he's got to go through.
He's lucky he's the only one, because yesterday at Kids Club Day, those kids, they know the paths, right? They've been here every Saturday. Would have been outrun. But, and he's so cute. He's so little. Yeah. I don't know where his cap went. He had it backwards. No balls, one strike, one out to William Lugo.
Looks like Papa guided him the right way. I like that he didn't take him all the way to the ball. He just headed him in the right direction. Said, look for it, son.
One ball, one strike, one out. Lugo at the plate. He's a dangerous hitter. We saw him launch a ball last night over the fence. And here's another one that's getting a ride over to left field. Left center, it knocks off the wall. Now that one might clear it. That'll be a double for Lugo. Wow, talking about his home run, and that one looked like a sure one over the fence too, the way he hit it, but just a little short. Stand-up double, though, with only one out, puts Lugo in scoring position. That is his 15th double of the season for William Lugo. Junior Tillian will step in. He's 0-for-3 today. A couple of flyouts and a ground out. Righty on righty matchup. Breaking ball. Beautiful curveball at the letters for a strike. 0-1 the count. The Mets now have 6 hits with their 5 runs. The pitch. That one misses low and away at 82. Jimenez really mixes it up. I don't see his fastball as much, you know. He's using his, he's got a 94 to 96 that it tops out, but he's not throwing it every pitch. Inside there, there's the fastball. That one will miss at 94.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of off-speed stuff. And I think he's putting the Mets on their heels a little bit. They're not expecting that. I think he's, like as you mentioned, he's got quite the fastball, and I think they're swinging at that, and those off-speed
That curveball just missed as Tillian took the pitch. So three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. That one's chopped left side. Another breaking ball that came inside, had a little break to it. Very similar to his curveball. Count goes full to Tillian. Is that someone yawning out there? That was a big yawn. Wake up. This is an exciting game.
Yeah.
We're here in the seventh, 5-3 ball game. Payoff pitch. That one's lifted into the aluminum bleachers out there beyond the bullpen for the Hammerheads.
Oh, Lisa, that looked like trouble there for a second.
That could have been, but thank goodness it went left of the Hopetown foul pole line into the bleachers. We need Guanabanas to be opened up over there, the tiki area.
Yeah, speaking of refreshment, cool right? Refreshment.
I take a frozen drink right now.
Man.
It could just be like slushy or like an icy.
Yeah.
There's a breaking ball upstairs, swing and a miss. Tillian will go down swinging. So Jimenez, in his first inning of work, has two strikeouts in between that double that he gave up to Lugo. Carlos Dominguez will step up to the plate. Now, he is also a hitter that you've got to pay close attention to, as he has 16 home runs on the season. Today, he's 0 for 2, was aboard on an error in the second inning, struck out in the fourth, and then walked and scored in the sixth. Dominguez, a very powerful hitter. One ball and no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. The 1-1, Jimenez leans in, takes the signs from Mac, looks the runner back at second, kicks and delivers inside and misses. So two balls and a strike. It's the league in homers with 16. He has the power and the speed. We mentioned, though, he has struck out 121 times. So definitely has to work on that. Here's the 2-1 pop-up. Center field, Brady Allen coming in. He's got a beat on it, gloves it, makes the catch. And Dominguez is retired as he pops up to center. That will end the attack of the Mets. Lugo's left stranded. Everybody, you can stand up and stretch. And there's no one here to sing along with unless Daryl wants to sing for us. But we do have the music.
Want that, Lisa.
No, I guess we'll just go to break then. You can sing at home.
I sing in the shower. I cannot do it here. I'll just send listeners flying.
All right, we'll be back after this.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad.
Welcome back. Boy, it is windy up here. I got to hang on to my papers right now. We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Mets in relief of Juarez is Trey McLaughlin. McLaughlin, a righty 6'1", 208 from Shelton, Connecticut. He's facing Santiago, then Polanco and Allen. That's 6'7", 8 hitters in the lineup for the Hammerheads. Righty on lefty matchup. Santiago, switch hitter, batting from the left side facing the righty. 2 balls and 1 strike to Santiago. Carlos is 1 for 2 today. He had a comebacker up the middle in the second, and there a line drive into the glove of JT Riddle. Yeah. Well hit ball, but Riddle found it, so that will retire Santiago. There's one down.
McLaughlin coming in with a 3-2 record, ERA of 4.59, 28 innings pitch, 34 strikeouts.
Strike delivered to Polanco. He's 0 for 2. He struck out twice, once looking, the other swinging. His seventh game here back with the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 0-1, that one's going foul to the left side. It's coming in at 92. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball at 85. So Polanco has struck out now 3 times today. That's the hat trick, right? Just don't want the golden sombrero. That's when you strike out 4 times in a game. Not that you want to ever strike out, right?
No.
It's tough. I was a pitcher, so I like strikeouts. They're in my favor. If you're coming to the plate, you're going to strike out.
Oh, my goodness.
At least that's what I was hoping.
Spoken like a true pitcher.
Tanner Allen at the plate. Righty on lefty matchup. Allen is looking for his first hit here today, as he is also 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Swing and a miss. Quickly, he's in the hole. No balls and 2 strikes. That one broke, and it's 87. Mets have 6 hits, 5 runs. The Hammerheads, 4 hits and 3 runs. Both teams have 1 error apiece. The 0-2 is launched into right field. It'll drop in for a base hit. So Alan Tanner gets his hit here today. He's 1 for 3. It's nice to see Tanner get on base. In the last 7 games, he had 4 hits, so getting that hit here today does feel good for Tanner. He didn't play last night, but did play in game 1. 1 for 4 that game. At the plate, it's Santos, and you can hear it rattle around over there on the aluminum bleachers. Talking about launching a ball, that's what he did. Went opposite, too, because Santos, the switch hitter, is batting from the left side here against the righty reliever. No balls and a strike. That last pitch was at 92.
Santos with the black barrel bat. Looking good in the batter's box. Looking fashionable.
Sounds hot. A lot of black.
Does sound hot, yes.
Here's the 1-1. And that one misses inside at 92. Another fastball there delivered to Santos. 2-1 the count. It must feel good for the guys, though, today as the sun, it's been dipping a lot behind some clouds. So you don't have too much, scorching sun in the eyes and on the backs of these guys. It's nice to have that breeze blowing in and right to left to feel that, and especially for the Hammerheads as far as it blowing into the dugout there for them, cooling them off a little bit. 3 balls and a strike. Both teams have fans in their dugouts. Strike called, so the count full. That came in at 93. They've got those high-powered fans on the ends of their dugouts. What they really need is fans above, too, in the dugout, so the fans you know, blow everyone in the dugout, not just the far, you know, side. Swing and a miss as McLaughlin came with the breaking ball at 84. That sits down Santos. That'll leave Tanner stranded at first base. We head to the top of the eighth here at the Dean. The Hammerheads still trailing by two. 5-3 ball game in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you.
And welcome back. It continues to be a sunny afternoon here in Roger Dean Stadium. On the mound, we have a new pitcher, Jake Schran, for the Jupiter Hammerheads, as we have Bear Sierra in the batter's box. Number 24 lays wood on that ball, sends it into left center field, handled by Santos, gets it thrown back in, but Bear Sierra advances.
And the first
standing
five,
up.
Warren Saunders
is now in the batter box for the St. Lucie Mets as Jake Schran winds up while sends a little chin music Saunders' way. The 6 foot, 180 pound, 22 year old out of Wright State. Coming in with a 3-1 record as he sends another pitch down the barrel. Count now standing at 1-1. 3.98 ERA. Two saves so far this season. 32 strikeouts. He delivers another pitch, and that one is called strike. Count currently at 1-2.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Wright State. I went to the University of Dayton, and right down the street in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Good program, good baseball program at Wright State.
As Saunders fouls one back just over our heads. Sister schools?
No.
Just close proximity?
Very competitive schools as far as baseball, too.
Oh, okay.
Both D1 schools.
All right.
Wright State, the Wright brothers.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they have their name.
Right. Right down the road from Wright. Oh, good one, Lisa, you called that. swung on by Sanders. It is blooped out into short left center field, picked up by Santos as Barrasierta advances to second base.
I think Santos had some trouble, too. The sun just came out a few minutes ago. And
yeah.
That's why I said it was relieving the players, but now it's in their eyes again. He was trying to shield. You could see that he was trying to shield his eyes to see where that ball was.
Guerrera at bat on behalf of the St. Lucie Mets as Schrand stared a strike. First pitch strike to Guerrera, the designated hitter. The stretch swung on by Guerrera.
Well, you can really hear when the balls hit the roof or wherever they hit here when there are no fans. Loud.
Oh, yeah. I was about to remark that sound almost like a lightning strike.
Take cover.
Yeah. It tings off the roof. Our young lad. It looks like he's hunting his third ball.
At least, right?
Of this particular outing as the pitch count goes to 1-2.
I think he's like three years old or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's so
cute.
He's toddlerish.
Yeah.
He's definitely another foul ball by Guerrero. He's definitely got the toddler stature, but he stays on his feet very well. So, looks like about three.
He's going to be a good athlete, huh? And he's definitely going to love baseball after today if he doesn't already. So he's got some balls, and now he can go play, go home and
absolutely
grow.
Should go down to the dugout and get a few signatures.
That would be fun. Yeah. Get some pictures, yeah.
He's at the right age to actually to have guys run over to him to sign.
Oh, yeah, the guys are little kids like that.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
all
love,
into
all about the little ones.
It's just when you get older. Like, no, go away.
No, you should foster that love of baseball with the little ones.
Maybe they'll even let them run the bases.
Yeah, maybe. Guerrera and Schrand continue to do battle. The count is at 2-2 as Schrand continues to foul balls off in this duel. And gets the best of Guerrero on that 2-2 pitch. The count goes to 2-3, which means Guerrero goes to the dugout.
Now batting the catcher, number 43,
Brady Smith comes out to see what he can do. And Schrand eyes the catcher for the signal. Stretches. Pitch just outside. It's going to be ball. Stated before, Jay Schrand comes in with a 3.9. Well, he's currently standing at 3.94, 33 Ks. That last pitch was 93 miles per hour. So he has a fastball to deliver. He likes the signal. He's going to deliver the ball, and it's a little inside. Brady Smith takes the tiniest of steps back.
Jimenez, the pitcher before him, pitched one inning, allowed a hit, no runs, no walks, struck out two.
Big cut by Brady Smith. It is fouled, and another one that hits the roof. And where's the little one? It was right in the area that he would have been in. Maybe it was diaper change time. Who knows?
You know what today is? Today is one of my favorite days in baseball. It is Hall of Fame Induction Day.
Ooh.
Where you listen to all the speeches of the players going in. And I know it's going on right now. I have it recording right now because I love listening to those speeches and hearing the guys talk about, you know, what it was like to play, their memories, you know, their thanking, their family, their players, the teams, the organizations. But there's always tears, you know, because it's just so joyful yet so touching. And it means so much to those players to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. As Schrand delivers the 2-2 pitch. The count goes to 3-2. It's a full count right now. Three balls, two strikes, one out.
So going into the Hall of Fame today is Big Poppy, David Ortiz. Our committee, they elected Joe Hodges, Jim Catt, Minnie Minosa, Tony Oliva. And the early baseball they elected Bud Fowler and Buck O'Neill.
Jake Schran fires away at that 3-2 pitch count and gets Smith looking, strikes him out, sends him to the dugout. As JT Riddle comes to bat, we're circle back around to the top of the lineup for the St. Louis Mets.
Also, Tim Kirchen, he will be presented the Career in Excellence Award, and Jack Graney will be honored with the Ford C. Frick Award. So it's so exciting to see, you know, all these honorees being inducted this weekend, and today it's, you know, you can listen to the speeches live on MLB Network.
Yeah, this is a great day. You honor those who gave their best to the game and gave us a reason to love the game as much as we do. Two out, two on. One ball, JT Riddle in the batter box. Jake Schran on the mound.
Buck O'Neill definitely deserved to be in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. He really did a lot for baseball, and so glad to see him in the Hall.
Schran delivers a strike as the pitch clock winds down. Coming in just before the triple zeros. Two balls, one strike, two out, two on. Jake Schran trying to pitch himself out of a little bit of trouble.
Yep.
Low and inside.
Buck O'Neill, he played, managed, coached, scouted, was an executive through 8 decades. But, I mean, other players talk about how much that they respected and loved Buck O'Neill. He was actually born here in Florida, in Carrabelle, Florida.
Love Carrabelle area. If you're familiar with it, you have Riddle getting a fair piece of that ball, sending it deep into right center, back to the warning track, bounces off the wall, and Allen scoops it up, gets it back into the infield, but not before Riddle stands up on second base, stand up double, driving in 2 runs. Score goes to 7. Mets 3. Hammerheads.
Oh, with 2 outs, too. I mean, I love JT. We loved him here as a Hammerhead and in the Marlins organization as a, you know, Marlin. But, boy, he really did some damage here right now when the Hammerheads were on their way coming back. Now it is a 4-run ball game in favor of the Mets.
De Los Santos now up. Took the first pitch, ball. Second pitch on the way. It's a little high, just above the letters. 94 mile per hour. Fastball. Count goes to 2-0. Riddle in scoring position. De Los Santos takes the next pitch, and it is a strike. Schran, 28 pitches so far in this outing. 11 balls, 17 strikes. Hard swing and a miss by De Los Santos. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Schran continues to do battle. He gets pretty good contact by De Los Santos into short center field. Not well handled by Brady Allen. It pops out of his glove because it definitely went in the glove. Pops out of the glove and pops out and hits the ground and kind of doubles in front of him just a little bit. And that gives De Los Santos the stand-up ovation from the Mets there on first base.
Oh, that was such a tough play for Brady Allen that it was going to drop in like a bloop hit into short center, but he made so much effort to get to it. Did have a glove on it. Thought, you know, maybe he had it. He was just stumbling at that point, you know, trying to keep his balance, and the ball just popped up. So, yeah, that's another run then, too, for the Mets here.
Now, he did a great job tracking that ball down, and it looked as if the glove and the ball reached the ground at the same time, and it popped out as if the ground might have helped that. I think that glove was just above the ground. It would not have popped out the way it did. But now he did a great job tracking it down. Snohaw was there as well. Either one of them could have gotten it, but it would have been an over-the-shoulder catch by Snohaw as the Hammerheads. Bring in another picture. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we will continue with the rest of the bottom of the eighth. The top of the eighth. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back after a short break here at the Roger Dean Stadium. Welcome to the...
That was a quick break.
That was a quick break as we watch Caleb Worcester do work on behalf of the Jupiter Hammerheads. We have Lugo. He's at bat. The count currently 2-0 with two outs. And just in case you missed it, we have an 8-3 game. St. Lucie Mets atop the Jupiter Hammerheads as Worcester comes in to see what he can salvage.
Yeah, just need one more out this inning. Caleb's in. He's 5'11", 182 from Brockton, Massachusetts. 23 years of age, and this season he's 4-0 with a 3.29 ERA. 27 and a third innings pitched, 35 strikeouts. Opponents batting just .216 against him.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. One on. As Worcester gets the signal from Mack. Chopped up the middle. Handled by Sanoha. Tosses it over to Polanco. Handled easily as we close out the top of the eighth. A long inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll return after maybe a slightly longer break to see what the Hammerheads can produce here at the bottom of the eighth. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. There's more to come. And welcome back. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, Joshua Cornelli, number 15. Right-hander, 6'2", age 21, 175 pounds out of Venezuela. Comes in with a 2-3 record, a 7.22 ERA, having pitched 28 innings so far this season, 37 strikeouts. He's delivered a few pitches already to our leadoff batter, Cappe, because we are back at the top of the order for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The count currently is 3-0, definitely a batter's count. See if Cappe will stand tall and make Cornelli prove he can throw a strike, and he did no such thing. Four balls. Cappe will advance to first base. Lisa, this is a Walker hit. Let's get some runners on and see if we can produce some offense, right?
Hey, if we're playing these last two innings, we might as well win them, right?
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
As well, so Noha standing tall in the batter's box right now.
You know, when I was talking about Buck O'Neill last inning being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and just talking about him and how his effect on the big leaguers, and I was looking to see who, as a scout, you know, the guys that he signed, and it is just a bunch of all-stars and Hall of Famers there. So not only was he an incredible player in the Negro Leagues, but then when he came into the big leagues as a scout and a coach, he signed Oscar Gamble, Howard, Ernie Banks. You know, to discover those guys and sign them, wow.
Cornelli delivering his seventh pitch so far. The count now is 2-1. We have one on, and that would be Cappe leaning towards second. Sanoha in the batter's box.
With Buck O'Neill talking about, and also Lee Smith is also who he signed and scouted. But really, along with that, that players and we all really remember him is how he started the Negro Leagues Museum.
Cornelli strikes out Sanoha. Still have Cappe on first. Joe Mack steps into the plate, the catcher. Let's just say step into the batter's box. It's not quite on the plate, ladies and gentlemen. He gets a little bit of the bat on there. It kind of ends up being a blooper just in front of the catcher, resembling very much like a bunt, but enough to advance Cappe to second. Putting Cappe in the field, into scoring position.
Yeah, ground out there to the pitcher, but like you said, worked like a bunt and moved over Edie to second base and in scoring position here.
Brady Allen up to bat. It's Cornelli. Delivers another pitch. It's going to be 1-1.
I can imagine there's lots of Red Sox fans that are in Cooperstown here today to see Big Papi David Ortiz. It's not too far away, you know, that up in the Northeast there for those Boston fans to venture into upstate New York.
I've been through there several times, and it is a beautiful, beautiful drive. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah, beautiful all year round, really, right? With the mountains and everything.
Very nice.
And just the foliage in the fall. And
well-struck ball by Brady Allen. It gets scoops by the shortstop there, Riddle. Bloops over into left field, picked up by Barra Sierra, but not before he reaches first base and moves Cappe over to third. So we have runners on the corners now. Two outs for the Hammerheads. Two outs, two on, as Zubia steps into the batter's box. Cornelli delivers a pitch that's just a little bit outside. One ball, a zero, strikes. Two out, two on, as Zubia stands tall in the batter's box. The signal, the pitch. Zubia pops up to shallow right field. Dominguez strikes it down, handles it quite readily. That brings us to the end of the eighth inning. We go to the top when we return here in Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beautiful afternoon, especially if you're the St. Lucie Mets. We'll return shortly.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Right, we're here on the top of the ninth. Lisa Pride alongside Daryl Jones on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Anyone ever call you DJ?
Yes, every now and then.
Every now and then.
And I'm good with it.
First pitch delivered to Junior Tilly, and that'll go foul into the bullpen. And there's a reliever warming up right now. You've got a beat on that, don't you, Daryl?
Yeah, and over there in the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets, Rayson Santos.
He's warming up for the bottom half. No balls, one strike to Tillian. He's batting 255. The pitch delivered by Wooster. It's a lefty and righty matchup. A strike coming in at 77. Tillian today is 0 for 4. He's flied out twice. Struck out. Looks like it's been changed, or is it? It's a one ball, one strike count. A little bit of change on the scoreboard. Back and forth, but we've got it. What a game it's been as the Mets scored first in the fourth three-run home run off the bat of Guerrero. Guerrero came in to pinch hit for Salazar as Salazar was hit by a pitch in the second.
Yes, we've had the opportunity to watch some runs come in.
The 1-2 wide of the plate at 90, and then the Mets added two more in the sixth. Dominguez led off with the walk. Barisierta came in, doubled, and drove him in. So it was a 5-0 ball game, but in the bottom of the sixth, the Hammerheads, after Santos walked, Capé, base hit, Sanoa came in, three-run home run over the left field wall. So it looked like the Hammerheads, you know, they came within two at that point, and have the opportunity then, they're still just being in the sixth inning, to get things done. But instead, the Hammerheads have been scoreless since. Ball lifted into center field. Brady Allen unable to reach it, so that will put Junior Tillian at first base. I heard all the yelling. I was trying to figure out what all the yelling was behind us. Somebody's yelling for some reason. I'm like, okay, wait, something else going on here. But as we were talking about the scoring then, so 5-0, 5-3 ball game. The Mets in the top of the eighth decided to add a few more, and that's why the Hammerheads are down by 5 right now. Barrasierta led off with a base hit. Saunders got on a bloop base hit. Then Guerrero and Smith both struck out, but with the two runners aboard, JT Riddle came to the plate, the former big leaguer, and he doubled in. Then Barrasierta and Saunders, and that's how it is 8-3 right now. Boy, everybody's cheering down in the dugout for the Mets, aren't they? The teammates. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
What that was. Like some sort of weird battle cry going on.
Apparently, they don't need one.
No.
But Dominguez is aboard with the base hit to left. Raul Barrasierta will step in. He's got a couple of hits today. He is 2-for-3. Hit into a double play in the second. Hit was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Scored a run. Doubled, drove in a run in the sixth and also scored a run. And then singled in the eighth. So he's been on base. He's scored 3 times and he has 2 hits. Strike delivered by Wooster to Barrasierta. So no balls and a strike. We've got runners at second and at first for the Mets with no outs. Second baseman hugging the chalk line out there. That's Sanoa with the runner at second. That leaves a gap on the opposite side for Barrasierta. He's a righty, and there's a gap then between first and second for him to get a hit. We'll see what happens. That's the one thing. A lot of people don't like the shift. That's why they're trying this rule out. And then others are like, hey, if there's a shift, then the hitters need to be a little smarter and figure out how to hit against the shift.
Yeah.
Pop up in the infield. Barrasierta is retired. Caught by Sanoa, the second baseman, so there's one down. Everybody stays at their bags at first and second for the Mets.
Warren Saunders
will step in. Saunders, he's got a great game going here today. He has 3 hits, 2 singles, a double, and has scored twice. So a 3-for-4 day for Saunders. He's batting .317. This is his 13th game in a St. Lucie Mets uniform this season. And is in his 13th game, he now has 13 hits. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. Runners at first and second. Wooster looks the runner back at second, then delivers, goes inside with the fastball missing. Hammerheads won the first 2 games of this short 3-game set, but are down by 5 here in game 3. Not an easy team to... The 2-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Out there at second base is Junior Tillian. He has his orange tape around his wrists, and they match his orange shoes. 2 balls and a strike, the kick, the pitch, and that's a little tapper foul. I noticed the Hammerheads, they have worn the same unis for the last 3 games. I think they were hoping, you know, and instead of switching up and wearing their black tops today, which is, I don't know why they would, but sometimes they do wear black tops in a day game, but I don't know why. But so that was smart, but I think they were keeping, they won the last 2 games. So they're
right.
Like, okay,
yeah,
we're going to stay with the white tops, white bottoms. They've got the Hammerheads in block letters across their chest.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, and actually, you know, the Hammerheads have won 3 in a row while the Mets have lost 5 in a row. So the Mets are trying to break that losing streak. Before the break, the Hammerheads were struggling in Bradenton. They only took 2 games out of that 6-game set, but they won their last game and then won the first 2 coming back. So that's how they have 3 in a row. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss as Wooster delivers the heat that sits down Saunders. So we've got 2 outs after giving up 2 base hits in a row. Barrasierta popped up. Saunders struck out. We just need one more. It's Justin Guerrero that will come to the plate. He is 1-for-3 today. His first trip up is when he put the Mets ahead with a 3-run home run. After that, he grounded out and struck out. Lefty on righty matchup. Strike at the knees. No balls, 1 strike to the designated hitter who's batting .203. It's been a beautiful day at the ballpark. It's one of those days that you wish the gates were opened and everybody could just walk in. You know, bring anybody in that's walking by, walking their dogs or going down to Abacoa. Just come on in. I always think that, you know, if you, there's so many people that live in this area. This is a community that was, you know, built around all these, the O2 pitch. I figured, you know, if you live here, maybe you should have like a free pass, or you can buy some kind of good discount so that when you're jogging and walking, I see kids coming home from school all the time too during the school times, you know, or riding their bikes here in the summer, and they just have them let them stop in, take a peek, come sit down for a couple innings, and
I'm amazed. Right? I don't think it's a inability to attract fans. I know a lot of my neighbors. I live right down the
yeah,
street.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
right.
Of my
you're
neighbors,
right here. Uh-huh. Would be here on a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday, right? Nothing else to do except go to the beach. But you know, come here for a little bit. It's right. You're right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you do that on Saturday. You do the beach on Saturday. Okay. You come here on Sunday and recover from the beach.
and the partying. And here's the one too.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, like you said, you know, go to church and then come over here.
Absolutely.
In the afternoon.
Absolutely. But I might have picked a different day to not have fans other than a Sunday.
But, two balls, two strikes.
What do I know?
Maybe next year we'll go back because we used to always have fans every day. And then, you know, with the pandemic, that's kind of when things got changed up. So caught looking is Guerrera. He will go down on strikes, and that ends the inning. That'll leave two stranded as we head to the bottom half. The Hammerheads have one last chance. They're down by 5. 8-3, Mets on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Speaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets here in the bottom of the ninth. The Hammerheads down by 5, 8-3 ball game. Carlos Santiago will step in facing the new pitcher. Santos is on the hill. Rayson Santos, the righty, 6'2", 231 from the Dominican Republic, delivers a strike at 94 to Santiago. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1 pitch inside, breaking ball, swing and a miss.
Rayson Santos coming in from the Dominican Republic is 23-year-old. Comes in with a 0-0 record, 7.76 ERA, having pitched in 23 games so far, one save.
And Santiago returned to the dugout. There's one down. That'll bring up Federico Polanco, then Tanner Allen is on deck. So the righty reliever coming in is facing a bunch around to the left side, so it'll be all lefties. Here's the pitch, chopper right side. Waiting on it is the first baseman. That's Saunders. He calls off Santos, who's coming over to cover the bag. And the Hammerheads are down to their last out here at the D. Tanner Allen will step in. He got a base hit his last trip up to the plate, so he's 1-for-3. Struck out twice before that.
A little playful interaction between Polanco and Saunders there, the first baseman. He tried to pat him and end up taking his glove off. It was kind of hilarious, but it was all in fun. Apparently they know each other.
Yeah, a lot of the guys do, too.
Yeah.
You know, coming from the Dominican, you know, or different countries. And then that's what you hear a lot of them chattering. And these guys really get to know each other in the East Division. I don't know. It feels like the Cardinals that are our home team here are here as much as the St. Lucie Mets.
Yes.
It's like they really get to know each other and see each other. So, and they grow up, too, together as, you know, moving up the minor league system. But they see each other during spring training, too. They'll play each other, you know, on the backfields during spring training, the Mets and the Marlins squad. So here's the 0-2 pitch right at the elbow, too far inside. So 1-2 to Tanner Allen. The Hammerheads down to their last strike right now, are down by 5. 1-2, Santos from the stretch. The kick, the pitch, and Allen has a beat on it, but it'll go foul out of play to the left side. Tanner batting 200 on the season.
How incredible would this rally be, Lisa?
Oh, it'd be great to have a rally right now, wouldn't it? Let's get it going. 8-3 ball game. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Does Tanner straighten it up? No, it will curve foul into the aluminum bleachers behind. 1-2. Tanner at the plate, fighting to stay alive. The wind is kicking in right field. The sun is peeking through a cloud, and we can see some shadows starting to appear. It's been a beautiful day here at the ballpark. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball came in the hands, and that will be the ball game. So the Hammerheads drop the final game of the series here to the Mets, but the Hammerheads still win the series 2-1. We'll be right back after a short timeout to wrap up the game and our post-game show here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking...
Welcome back here to our post-game show on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride here alongside Daryl Jones. So glad that you tuned in and listened to this game with us all afternoon. It was a beautiful day. I hope that you were listening to either someplace in the AC or, you know, at the beach or something like we talked about, someplace outside where game of baseball. Unfortunately, the Hammerheads do fall to the St. Lucie Mets today, 8-3. The Mets, 12 hits, 8 runs, 1 error. The Hammerheads, 6 hits, 3 runs, and 1 error. The win goes to Askew. He's 3-0 on the season. The loss to Reynoso, who is 0-2. As we take a look at the offense by the Jupiter Hammerheads, it was a great day once again for Yidi Capé. Capé, the leadoff hitter in his third game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads, was 2-for-3, scored a run. His average is now .545. The other hits, Sanoa was 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs as Sanoa in the 6th inning looked like he was going to put Jupiter back in the ball game with a 3-run shot over the left field wall. So close were the Hammerheads to coming back. They matched those 3-run home runs for each other, but the Mets, they found a way to tack on some more runs. After they started the ball game, taking the lead in the fourth, the Mets, a three-run shot off the bat of Guerrero, made it a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Mets. Then in the top of the sixth, Dominguez walked Barrasierta, drove him in. Later, Brady Smith came to the plate and drove in Barrasierta, and so it was a 5-0 ball game. In the bottom of the sixth, though, that's when Sanoa launched that three-run home run, and so it was 5-3 at that point, and it looked like the Hammerheads, you know, they still had plenty of time to come back. Unfortunately, they were shut out after the sixth. That was the only inning that they did score. In the top of the eighth, Barrasierta singled, Saunders singled, Salazar, or actually Guerrero and Smith, both struck out. So with two outs, JT Riddle, who is a former Hammerhead, how could he do that to us? But he really, he had no hits this whole time that he's been rehabbing here with the St. Lucie Mets. And in his one hit, his double, he drove in two runs. Then he went around to score, and De Los Santos, three runs for the Mets there scored. And that's how they finished with an 8-3 win here. The Hammerheads do take the series 2-1. So what do you think, Daryl? Feels good to be back here up in the booth, doesn't it?
It's great. Great to be here. Great to witness a great game. It didn't go the Hammerheads' way, but it was a game, great game nonetheless. I mean, we got a chance to see 11 runs. They are 14 left on between the two teams. So that's indicative of a little bit of offense being generated. So that makes for a very, very nice afternoon of baseball here in the sunshine, and it's great to be back in the booth with you, Lisa. It's been a while.
I know
it
has.
It's been a while.
So I'm so glad to have you as my co-pilot today. Can you believe all the pitchers used, too? Six pitchers on each side. We got to see a lot of the staff, you know, in the reliever corps for both teams. We were ready to actually get the call up here. Thought maybe the phone might ring that we could go and warm up in the bullpen.
Might as well.
Right? Well, let's take a quick look around the league here in the Florida State League, because actually the Cardinals and the Daytona Tortugas, along with the Hammerheads and the Mets, those are the only two games played in the league yesterday. A lot of rain on the West Coast. So they've got a lot of action going on the West Coast today. Fort Myers is in Dunedin, top of the second. Fort Myers is on top 1-0. It's the fifth inning in Tampa. Lakeland's up 2-1. Palm Beach and Daytona, they're not playing until 5:30. That's a good idea, you know, that it kind of cool off a little bit over there in Daytona Beach. So they play at 5:35. For the Cardinals, Baker is on the hill. He's 5-6. For Daytona, it's Petty, who's 0-4. There is a final in Clearwater. They should probably be playing another game today, but we'll see, though. But Clearwater won 3-2 over Bradenton. And game one, Fort Myers beat Dunedin 6-3. Let me see. Tampa also played and finished a game one, and they won 10-5 at home against Lakeland. Tampa is, they didn't do well in the first half over there in the West Division. They're, you know, leading the West, are pretty much at the top. So, you know, things start to flip-flop, but they did lose one of their big hitters, Jason Dominguez, who two-time futures, you know, all-star game participant, and he's off to high A. So I saw a video on social media how he actually let his friend teammate know that he was going to high A. They called him into the office and said, here, can you let, you know, your teammate know that he's going to go on to high A, he's being promoted, and we're sorry you're not, you know, it's just how it is, we want to keep you here right now. And so he told his teammate. And then after he told his teammate, they said, you know, Jason, why don't you go with them? And he's like, is it for real? So, like, they kind of played a little joke on him, you know. But he's such a good guy. They call him the Martian because he is just out of this world.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's actually a really great story. And to have that happen. And of course, he had to be a good sport about it. He didn't have to be a good sport about it, but he was a good sport about it.
Right.
And I say, of course, because that just seems to be his demeanor. But I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah. then he's like, really? You know, he was like so happy that he was going then too. But yeah, through the whole thing, he had a smile on his face for his teammate also.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of smiles up here in the booth. I know they might not have it in the clubhouse. house, but we all get a day off tomorrow. Monday is our day off in the Florida State League. We'll be back at it on Tuesday. And just to let you know, coming up is Beach Day on July 29th. The first 100 fans will receive a beach ball, a chance to win signed No Shoes Nation football helmet from Kenny Chesney, too. So that'll be a fun day. Everybody comes in and gets a beach ball on the 29th. The Tortugas are in town. Golf night's coming up on August 4th. Baseball and Brews on August 27th. So we'll be right back at it on Tuesday. And just to remind Jupiter Hammerhead fans, the Hammerheads are here for the next 3 weeks. Can you believe that? So if you are a big Jupiter Hammerheads fan, tune in. We'll have all those games for the next 3 weeks, those 3 6-game series. And for family, you know, and friends to come visit 3 weeks here, absolutely. You've got to find some time, right? It's beautiful here in Palm Beach County. We've got it all. And then make sure if you are coming, come up to the booth or wave hi or tweet us at RDC Broadcast and let us know you're here. We'd love to hear from family and friends that are coming here to the ballpark, and we'll have you on air too with us. We'd love to hear some stories about these guys, their draft days, you know, and their time here in the minor leagues and what's it been like so far for everybody. So come on up, say hi, and we'd love to meet everyone. But for now, Daryl, I guess we've got to wrap it up as the Hammerheads fall today 8-3. But we'll see everybody back on Tuesday. We'll be back to our 6:30 start here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. So for now, I'm Lisa Pride alongside Daryl Jones. Everyone have a great day, and we'll be back at it on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.